With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Biden has withdrawn from the 2024 race 4 months before Election Day. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After weeks of escalating pressure from fellow Democrats and party donors to step aside, the president is doing just that. In a letter posted online, Mr. Biden said, quote, "While it has been my intention to seek re-election, I believe it is in the best interest of my party and the country for me to stand down." He is endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris for the top of the ticket, with Democrats set to hold their nominating convention 4 weeks from now. The president said he will stay in office for the remainder of his term and will speak to the nation later this week about his decision. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson reacts to President Biden's decision to drop out of the race. Correspondent Ken Lormond has the details.
The speaker writes on X, quote, "The Democratic Party forced the Democratic nominee off the ballot just over 100 days before the election." He continued, quote, "Having invalidated the votes of more than 14 million Americans who selected Joe Biden to be the Democratic nominee for president." Johnson finished his post saying, quote, "If Joe Biden is not fit to run for president, he's not fit to serve as president. He must resign the office immediately. November 5 cannot arrive soon enough," end quote. Ken Lorman reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, businesses from airlines to hospitals have been grappling with a faulty software update that caused technological havoc worldwide on Friday. The breadth of the outages highlighted the fragility of a digitized world dependent on a few providers for key computing services. Major customers of Microsoft and CrowdStrike are getting IT support to resolve the issues, but smaller businesses whose Windows PCs may have received the problematic update are struggling. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A historic church goes up in flames. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Georgia's Zebulun United Methodist Church was constructed some 200 years ago, but it's gone now, the victim of a lightning strike that sparked a big fire. The congregation is vowing to rebuild, and the local community will help. Zebulun Mayor Joe Walter tells Atlanta News First, quote, "We're going to rebuild whatever it takes, and we're going to continue to worship here." Nobody was hurt in the blaze, but the building is a total loss. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
And another church fire in Dallas could lead to demolition. A fire all but destroyed the historic church sanctuary at First Baptist Dallas, sending smoke billowing over the city but causing no deaths or injuries. The fire in the Texas Historic Landmark, a Victorian-style red brick church built in 1890, was reported around 6:30 Friday and contained about 3 hours later. Vacation Bible School had just ended. Pastor Robert Jeffers says they will rebuild. This is SRN News. A controversial innovation could be coming to America's pastime.
Major League Baseball could test robot umpires as part of a challenge system in spring training next year, which could lead to regular season use in 2026. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred says the sport has made material progress during testing at AAA, the highest minor league level. Speaking to the Baseball Writers Association of America, Manfred said a spring training test would be needed a year before the system is adopted at the big league level. John Scott reporting.
Xander Schauffele was the player who couldn't win a major at the start of the year. Now he has two of them. The 30-year-old Californian won the British Open with a masterpiece at Royal Troon. He played bogey-free for a 65 to get his name on the base of that silver claret jug. Schauffele won the PGA Championship in May at Valhalla. He's the first player since 2015 to win his first two majors in the same season. More details at SRNnews.com.